USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky is in Saudi Arabia today for the Arab summit. He will then travel to Japan to meet with leaders at the G7 summit.
The message he's going to be bringing is one that he's been bringing to European capitals over the past few weeks. And this is about more aid and ammunition as Ukraine is preparing for this counteroffensive to really try to gain control that Russia has during the past year and a half of this war.
Bloomberg's Anne-Marie Hordern at the summit in Hiroshima, where the leaders have approved a new package of sanctions and export controls against Russia. Texas is looking west for destinations for busloads of migrants, and Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is not happy.
Buffoonery is what it is, and it's really a very insensitive, a disingenuous act from someone who claims to be a servant of the people, and he really isn't.
Hancock referring to Texas Governor Greg Abbott. A bus carrying 41 asylum seekers arrived in Denver yesterday after a 24-hour drive. Abbott says he's doing it because Texas border towns are overrun with migrants. As he prepares to formally announce his run for president, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is picking up supporters, like Texas Senator John Cornyn.
President Trump's time has passed him by, and I think what's the most important thing to me is that we have a candidate who can actually win.
Cornyn says Trump doesn't understand that in the general election, a candidate must appeal to people beyond their base. Also, former Vice President Mike Pence says he'll decide about running by the end of June. A judge in Worcester, Massachusetts should decide today whether to grant bail to accused classified documents leaker Jack Teixeira. Prosecutors want to keep him in jail until his trial. OpenAI is releasing an iPhone version of its comprehensive artificial intelligence program known as ChatGPT. It's the best-known AI capable of answering questions in near real time in complete sentences. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
If Tiger Woods' former girlfriend, Erica Herman, wants more from Woods, it will be through private arbitration. A Florida judge has ruled the couple's non-disclosure agreement is valid in mandating a private arbitration. Herman's accused Woods of sexual assault during their time together. A big honor for one of Hollywood's biggest stars. Harrison Ford received a standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival for his time playing Indiana Jones. But the new film in the franchise got a lukewarm reception. You'll get to find out for yourself at the end of June when Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny opens in the USA. If you're a fan of Pappy Van Winkle and other rare expensive whiskeys, you know it's not so much the price but the availability that is the big challenge. In Oregon, the state's liquor commission has now come up with new rules on how its own employees can buy the good stuff. The Oregon Liquor and Cannabis Commission made news over employees scoring rare liquors at cost before they could make it to store shelves. It's a big weekend for NASCAR fans as an old track comes back to life. The historic North Wilkesboro Speedway in North Carolina will host the NASCAR Cup All-Star race this weekend. Track's been closed since 1996, but has undergone a $22 million renovation spearheaded by Dale Earnhardt Jr. It's a small track, small capacity. Just 25,000 will get to see the race in person on Sunday night. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.